Welcome to the Strategy Driven Podcast, the influence of personal alignment on organizational performance. Hi, I'm Nathan Ives. I'm joined today by Tony Simons, author of The Integrity Dividend, for this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, The Influence of Personal Alignment on Organizational Performance. The Strategy Driven Podcast focuses on the tools and techniques executives and managers can use to improve their organization's alignment and accountability to ultimately achieve superior results. These podcasts elaborate on the best practice and warning flag posts found on the Strategy Driven website at www.strategydriven.com. In The Influence of Personal Alignment on Organizational Performance, Tony Simons, author of The Integrity Dividend and Associate Professor of Management and Organization Behavior at Cornell University, shares with us his insights on the various forms of alignment that together support the effective achievement of organizational goals. And so now, without any further delay, let's get started. We are privileged to be joined again by Tony Simons, Associate Professor at Cornell University, where he teaches organizational behavior, negotiation, and leadership. Tony is also a business consultant and speaker who focuses on trust in leaders, executive team member trust, and trust in supply chain relationships. In this episode, Tony shares with us his insights on the various forms of alignment that work together to support effective and efficient achievement of organizational goals. Tony, welcome back to the Strategy Driven Podcast.
Pleasure to be here, Nathan.
Well, Tony, I am thrilled to have you back, and I have been looking forward to our discussion on this topic of alignment. You know, on the Strategy Driven website, we talk a lot about creating alignment between an individual's actions and the organization's goals, but we do so or we focus primarily on two things, those being alignment and sound management practices, and organizational processes. The mechanisms you're going to talk to us about today, though, are more related to an individual's values, their words, and their actions. And first, I want to ask if that's an accurate assessment, and then I was hoping you could provide us with an overview of the personal alignment mechanisms that we'll talk about this evening.
Yes, that's accurate. And what you talk about as organizational accountability is about aligning the individual behavior with the company goals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one form of alignment. And then I focus on two other forms of alignment that I think support it and perhaps are shaped by it as well. One is the alignment between your insides and your outsides, your values and your actions. It's what Bill George would call authenticity, full personal alignment with what you do.
Okay.
And then there's the alignment between your words and your actions, or the perceived alignment between words and actions, which is what I, in my book and my research, I call behavioral integrity. And that is fundamental for leadership credibility.
Okay.
So these three forms of alignment feed into each other, and they're interconnected.
Okay. Now, it would seem to me then that if an organization is trying to achieve, an ultimate state of alignment, that that we would have this organizational alignment, we would have authenticity, we would have our behavioral integrity, and then we would also have aligned processes and management practices as well. What kind of significance in magnitude of contribution do you see authenticity and behavioral integrity having with an organization's overall alignment relative to say, again, management practices and processes and procedures?
Well, you described how it works sort of in an ideal world where we have everything we want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the real world, there's slippage constantly on all these things. But I would say that all these things support each other. And that, for instance, if you are 100% internally aligned with what you're doing, that would be authenticity, with what you say and you do,
mm-hmm.
then it's much easier for you to keep your saying and your doing together, to keep them aligned with each other, to keep your words and your actions together.
Okay.
Which suggests then that authenticity is a driver of behavioral integrity, right? When you're authentic,
okay.
When you're clear about what you value, it's much easier for you to be consistent in your words and your actions. And I'd argue that those things in turn can also be said to drive, the organizational alignment, because they promote credibility. And credibility allows you to influence and shape people, which allows you to set up the alignment. I think there's feedback as well. I think that
okay.
when you're operating in a sane system
mm-hmm.
where you have your incentives lined up, then for one thing, if you have your incentives lined up, people will figure that you actually mean what you say because you as an executive are acting by your policies in a way that supports the goals that you say you have.
Absolutely.
Okay. So organizational alignment is going to promote credibility in the form of perceived word-action alignment. And I think that it's also going to promote authenticity because you're creating essentially a sane system. And that makes it easier for people to connect with.
Okay.
And to be genuine within.
Okay. All right. Tony, if you don't mind taking it down one more level from that high-level overview, I'm just going to ask for you to go through, we'll go one at a time, through authenticity, behavioral integrity, and then organizational alignment, and just give kind of a more detailed definition, and then the benefit that particular alignment mechanism drives, if you would.
Okay, sure.
Can we just start with authenticity?
Sure.
Okay.
Authenticity is about that internal alignment with external presentation and action.
Okay.
It's genuinely being who you are. It's being a whole human being. And where leadership is fully authentic, mm-hmm. then it's easier for the followers to trust that leader. And it's easier for the followers to get fully engaged in what they're doing because they have a real relationship. And it also promotes that style of leadership all down the company.
Okay. All right. And so then, how does authenticity relate, or I guess I asked about a definition first. What would the difference then be in defining behavioral integrity relative to authenticity?
Sure. Behavioral integrity is simpler than authenticity, ironically. Behavioral integrity is about being true to your word. Okay. Do you keep your promises? Do you show the same values that you talk about? And so it's a very simple idea there, but where people see that level of consistency, they become more engaged, and they are more loyal, and they deliver superior service as well. And you actually see a bottom line business return, which is what I call the integrity dividend.
Okay.
That behavioral integrity leads to credibility, and credibility makes or breaks any leader. Nothing happens without it. You cannot lead if you haven't mastered credibility. Or you can lead, but you just can't lead very well.
Okay, absolutely. Before we go on to organizational accountability, I do want to mention for all of the listeners who are new to the Strategy Driven Podcast that we actually did a two-part interview series on your book, The Integrity Dividend. So I'd encourage our listeners, if they haven't already done so, to go back and to listen to that two-part series because I think they're going to find just a world of insight around the concept of behavioral integrity and the value that drives to the bottom line of the business.
Thank you.
So, Tony, the last one then is organizational accountability. And I know our folks that have visited the strategy-driven website know that we define organizational accountability in some very specific terms. But I was wondering if you could tell us how you define organizational accountability and, of course, the relationship with authenticity and behavioral integrity.
Well, I think the word accountability can mean different things to different people. But in terms of the alignment that you're talking about, where you're talking about the alignment between individual actions and company goals.
Yes.
And I think that that form of alignment, which we can call it accountability, that's fine. I think that that form of accountability, that form of alignment is fundamental to any company's performance. It's what some would call strategy implementation.
Okay.
And it's where the rubber meets the road. It's actually lining up the elements of the company to achieve the company's goals. And
yes.
I would say that more strategic decisions fail for want of implementation than fail because they were a bad idea.
Okay, yes. Certainly, and I think we see that, well, I've personally seen that in quite a number of the businesses I've either worked with or worked for, is the inability or the failure of the organization to act on that strategic direction. Tony, it would seem to me that the three alignment mechanisms that you talk about, authenticity, behavioral integrity, and then organizational accountability, that they are related to each other in some way, and that they serve to support, enhance, or, you know, maybe in some ways degrade if they were to be some negative aspects to one, the others. Could you describe the kind of the interplay between these three alignment mechanisms?
Sure. Organizational accountability or implementation depends utterly on the credibility of the executives and on the trust among them.
Okay.
People won't let you guide them if they don't trust you. And at the same time, a sane system, one that's well-aligned in its incentives and its norms of behavior, one that has high organizational accountability, tends to support sane people, which means accountability promotes authenticity, and it also supports employees seeing their bosses as having behavioral integrity as well. Because if they see incentives that are lined up with what the boss says he wants to achieve, then they trust that boss more because they know that the boss has words and actions aligned.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's some of the connections. Let's see. Another one would be that when you strive for behavioral integrity, when you hold yourself to a standard that says, you know what, I really want my words and actions to be lined up fully, that causes a certain element of reflection on underlying values, because sometimes when you're not clear about your underlying values, it makes it very hard to keep your words and actions aligned. So sometimes a persistent word-action problem causes you to reflect and re-examine your values and therefore to become more authentic.
Okay.
So they feed into each other.
Well, Tony, you know, when we were talking about alignment and the topic of this particular podcast, I had originally envisioned a framework where authenticity served as a foundation, and on top of that was behavioral integrity, and on top of that was organizational accountability, kind of in a pyramid. But from our discussion here this evening, I guess I'm walking away with a little bit different model, and that model would be more of a web where each particular element both feeds and draws from the other two. Is that a correct perception?
I think so. I mean, I think that the idea of a sequence has a conceptual elegance to it. Let's start with what's inside the person, and then see how they bring it out into the world, and see how they then take it out into the organization, and that makes a lot of sense. But I think that in practice, you take your leverage wherever you can get it. If you're trying to enhance your performance, if you're trying to enhance the company, you take the leverage wherever you can find it. And so I can take any one of these three as a starting place.
Okay.
That personal authenticity, you can work on your personal authenticity, and you know what? If you do that, it's going to cause you to be more consistent in your behavior and probably to try and affect your organization as well. If you work on your behavioral integrity, your word-action alignment, that's going to have repercussions as well in terms of the company and in terms of your personal authenticity. In fact, I can say that I've seen that happen with people that I've coached. Their company changes, and their bosses start changing the way they act, and it works both up and down, both in an upward and a downward direction. And I think that changing your organizational systems is also going to change the way people operate within those systems, and that you can create systems that support people telling the truth and support people being more genuine with each other. So I think that any of these three, you can take it as a starting place. And the fact that you can enhance performance by enhancing any of the three is great, but it also means that if one of them gets out of whack, it's probably going to pull the others out of whack too.
Okay. All right. Well, to continue along that thought, given the importance of alignment to the success of an organization, are there some particular actionable steps that executives and managers can take to foster or improve these kind of alignment mechanisms within either their direct reports or, even better yet, the organization as a whole?
Sure. Well, I'll allow you've spent some time talking about the organizational alignment things and the things that people can do to enhance the organizational alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So let me focus on the other two. One is, as a leader, it's a very good idea to develop a sentence or two that sums up and encapsulates your key driving values as a leader. A couple of sentences that you really resonate deeply with and that remind you who you're aspiring to be.
Okay.
And then try for a week or two, try just taking 30 seconds or a minute before every major act of leadership to reflect on those sentences. And you can change the sentences as you go. I mean, as you get clearer about what's important to you, you can change them. But try the process of just contemplating your core values before you make any major leadership act, before you have a conversation, before you do a performance appraisal, before you give a talk, before you any of those things. Try focusing yourself and just contemplating and reminding yourself of your key driving values. And that's a tool that can enhance both behavioral integrity and authenticity. Another tool is to take a look at the exact process you go through when you ask for and make commitments. Are you specific enough in saying what needs doing and how well and by when? And then, do you stick around to allow the person you asked to say yes or no? Because their commitment doesn't mean much if they didn't have permission to say no.
Okay. Okay.
And that way, by doing that, by being that kind of careful in the way you ask for commitments, you're supporting everyone in living by their word.
Okay. All right. Tony, this was a great conversation. And because we've covered so much ground, if you don't mind, I'm just going to take a moment to kind of recap some of the highlights of the things that we've talked about this evening.
By all means.
Okay. The first thing we talked about was the three different alignment methods or mechanisms. The first one was authenticity. And we said that was really an alignment with a person with their inside and their outside. We then talked about behavioral integrity, where we had alignment between a person's words and their actions. And then finally, we talked about organizational accountability, where we saw alignment between a person's actions and the organization's goals. And then we drew a conceptual model, kind of like a web, and we talked about how each of these feed off of and feed into each other, and that it's important for leaders to leverage whichever one that they can, wherever they have the opportunity. Then there were two very specific things that we talked about that a leader could do to help improve this kind of alignment. The first one we said was that leaders should think of a sentence or two that really summed up their key driving values, something that resonated with them. And then for a week or two, they should think of these one or two sentences before every act of leadership to help align then their actions with these values. The second thing we said was that the leader should look at how they make and how they ask for commitments. We said that they needed to be specific. They needed to be very specific about the what, the how well, and the by when. We also said that commitments were meaningless if we didn't give the person we were asking the commitment of the opportunity to say no. And if we don't give them the opportunity to say no, then we're really not asking for a commitment, we're giving direction. Have I hit the points all right?
You have. I mean, I offer more suggestions in the book, but it's a couple of good ones to work with.
Well, you know, and that's a great segue. You know, first off, I wanted to thank you not only for your time, but for your insights on how we can help improve organizational alignment. But I also wanted to remind the listeners of your book, which I thoroughly enjoyed and would hope they'd consider go getting a copy of. And your book is The Integrity Dividend, and they can get a copy of that from various links, certainly links on the Strategy Driven website, but also links from your website, which is www.integritydividend.com. And also to remind them that they can find a lot of great resources by visiting your website. And so I would hope that besides picking up a copy of the book, that they would come and they would visit your website as well and take advantage of the resources and the conversation that you offer registered members to have about integrity and the integrity dividend.
I mean, the book is also available at bookstores anywhere.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. Great. Well, Tony, thank you again for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast. I would like to personally thank Tony Simons for being with us today and sharing his insights on improving organizational performance through alignment. As always, we would appreciate receiving your feedback by email at podcast@strategydriven.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider voting for us on Podcast Alley and visiting our website at www.strategydriven.com. You can find more information about Tony Simons and his book, The Integrity Dividend, at www.integritydividend.com. Until next time, so long.